We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately five lines from the top. The word Veloy. We just learned that Rabbi Shua ben Levi said at Yesoid that when you put an Erev somewhere and you get 2,000 Amos in each direction, if there's a city in one of the directions, if the whole city is swallowed up within your 2,000 Amos, then the whole city is counted as 4 Amos, and you get 996 Amos out of the city. Let's say it's 1,000 Amos away. The whole city is considered like 4 Amos, and you get the rest of the Tchum out of it. But if the city is not swallowed up in your Tchum, and the city, the 2,000 Amos, your 2,000 Amos ends in the middle of a city, then you count every inch of that city, and all you get is to the middle of the city. And the Gemara said that that's different in the Vias. Where do you get this from? Where in the Mishnah do you see such a thing? So Gemara has a kash of Eloi. There's no Mishnah like that, but now I'm learning to our Mishnah. It's the next Mishnah. L'moidit she'amru, noistin loy apayim ama. A moidit means someone who puts an Erev somewhere and he measures his Erev. So he gets 2,000 Amos. Shafilu soif midasa kol ma'ara. Even if the end of his 2,000 Amos ends in the middle of a ma'ara, a cave, which is a walled cave which you can live in, still, you don't get the whole ma'ara. It ends right in the middle of the ma'ara. So you see clearly that Itaka, if the midah ends in the middle of a city, you don't get the whole city. So you see, Rav Shmuel Levi is not a different avias in Mefurash Halacha. And for the Gemara, soife iris ruchele loitanan. The Chiddush of Shmuel Levi is the other part, that he says that if the city is swallowed up in the Tchum, then the whole city counts as nothing, and you continue afterward. That is a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush of Shmuel Levi, and that we don't have any Mefurash Hamish like that. That's what he said, the very avias. So at the Gemara, the Rambam is going to come and explain the next Mishnah. In the next Mishnah, there was two different girsas. The one of the girsas, it's a raya to Rav Shua ben Levi's Yesod, like the Gemara said before, on what we had in yesterday's shir. In the next Mishnah, it says like this, Anchi Ir Gedoyla, the people from the big city, Mahalchim is called Ir Katana. They could walk in the whole small city. And the next part of the Mishnah is Shah had to read. So one gear says, Ve'ein Anchi Ir Katana, Mahalchim is called Ir Gedoyla. And the Ir Katana, they cannot walk the whole Ir Gedoyla. And what would be challenged to thing? The challenging thing would be is that the Ir Gedoyla is very wide, and it doesn't fit in the Tchum of the smaller Ir. It doesn't fit in that Tchum. So if you live in the big city, so then from the end of your city, the small city is swallowed into the 2,000 Amos. But if you live in the small city, your 2,000 Amos ends in the middle of the big city, so you don't get the whole city. So that would be Pshat. Ain't Anchi Ir Katana, Mahakas Kol Ir Gedoyla. The people of the Ir Katana cannot walk in the Ir Gedoyla. That would be one gears in the Mishnah. The other gears in the Mishnah is Anche Ir Gedoyla Mahalchas Kol Katana, VaAnche Ir Katana Mahalchas Kol Gedoyla. Why? Why could they? Because Ketzad, the Mishnah explains. Ketzad, look at the Mishnah. Samach Aleph on the bottom. Ketzad, Misha Hoya Beir Gedoyla. Someone's in a big city. V'noisin is a Ruvai Beir Katana. He puts his erev in Ir Katana, or he lives in Ir Katana. V'noisin is a Ruvai. He puts his erev in Ir Gedoyla. Mahalchas Kula V'Chutzalah Paimama. He walks that city and 2,000 Amos out of the city. So Anchi Ir Gedoyla could walk the whole Ir Katana, you know when he puts the Erev there. And Anchi Ir Katana could mahalchem is called Ir Gedoyla, when he puts the Erev there. And the Mishnah Taka says, Ketzad. So Rav Nachman, let's go back to Rav Nachman Nagamara. Rav Nachman is going to say that both girsas are true. Omar Rav Nachman, Mandatoni Anchi Lo Mishtabish, is not making a mistake. And Mandatoni Ein Anchi Lo Mishtabish. Mandatoni Anchi Lo Mishtabish, the one who says that Anche, which means he goes both cases, that Anche Ir Gedoyla Mahalchas is Kol Katana, and Anche Ir Katana Mahalchas is Kol Katana. You're not goes Ein. So the case is with Menoisim. You put an Erev in that city, you get that whole city. Umandatani Ein Anche Loi Mishtabish. It's also not a mistake. The Mukun Loi B'moided. You say the cases where you are Shavis Lesi in your own city, and you're saying, is the other city swallowed up in your Tchum? And that's an Afgamina. That the Ir Gedoyla could walk the Ir Katana because the Ir Katana is swallowed up in your Tchum. But the Ir Katana cannot walk the Ir Gedoyla because the Ir Gedoyla is not swallowed up in your Tchum. And then, what's the Ketzad? The Ketzad says the case of putting an Erev. So then you have to say, V'chzuri mechzura. V'alchik tani, Anchi Ir Gedoyla mahalchem is kol Ir Katana. V'ein Anchi Ir Katana mahalchem is kol Ir Gedoyla. That's the first part of Mishnah. Medvar Murim B'moided. When you're measuring, then the people from the Ir Katana cannot walk in the Ir Gedoyla because it's not swallowed in the Tchum. Al Mishay Ir Gedoyla. But someone who was in Ir Gedoyla and he put an Erev in the smallest city, or you can walk that whole city and out of it 2,000 Amos. So it'll come out that the case I'll be on a Chsuri Mechzor, which we go in case of put an Erev there. Just a quick speak out that if the case is you put the Erev in that city, so what's the Chiddush? That you can walk that city and 2,000 Amos out of it? Obviously, you put the Erev there. So one of the pshatim that they say is that there's a chiddush over here, which Rashi really speaks out on Beis Manbeis. Let's say you live in the Ir Katana, and you put the Erev in the Ir Gedayla. Now, from where you are in the Ir Katana, you're more than 2,000 amas away from the Erev in the Ir Gedayla. The Ir Gedayla is a huge city. It's more than 2,000 amas away from you, and you put the Erev there. So how could, the Erev is not within 2,000 amas of you. How can you put the Erev there, and how could it work? So Rashi says, since when you put an Erev somewhere, that becomes Yidalat Amis, the whole city becomes Yidalat Amis. So then, like it's Baum Ka'achas, when the Erev is Chal, it's like Dalat Amis. If it's like Dalat Amis, then the end of that city is within 2,000 Amis of you, and therefore you're within 2,000 Amis. So there is a Chiddush when you put the Erev in the Ir Gedayla that it works. There is a Chiddush there. So look at the a new case over here. Omar Rav Yosef, Omar Rav Yab, Omar Rav Huna. Ir Shishavas Ospas Hanachal. You have a city that's on a bank of a river, of a Nachal, a canal. A river. So we learned Rashi's pshat in this Gemara. Rashi, the river has a whole entire different pshat. But Rashi's pshat like this. Miyesha faneha daka arba, if you have a 4 amma high wall protecting the city from the nachal, then moedin lo mesvach nachal. Then you could always count the tchum from the end of the city from that wall, from the wall of this river. Mlav, if it has no wall, protecting the city from the Nachal, the city loses din city, and everyone only counts 2,000 amas from his house, and not from the end of the city. Why not? Since this city has an unprotected river, a Nachal, near it, it's very possible to get flooded, and therefore, it makes like Yoshvei Tzrifim. We had before, people live in huts, that's not Kavua, it's not called a city, you only count with Pesach Beisai. So here, since it's an unprotected city from the river, you're like a Yoshvei Tzrifim, and it will not be considered a city. So it needs this wall to make it royal to be a city. Amalei Abaya, Daka Arba Amis, Amrlon. You said there has to be 4 Amis, right? Amis Lon Allah. My stomach called Daka Da'amo, Da'ba. All of the Daka we learned until now was enough of 4 Tvachim. Why is Daka have to be 4 Amis? Amalei Hosom, there Daka is not to protect them. Amalei Bezit Tashvishta, it's not hard to use. The way you are there, that's just to give a simen that I'm not part of the other chutz like we had on other pleta. But hacha be'isa tashmishta, here you are scared to use the city because you can get flooded. So you need this wall to protect yourself, and that's why it has a din of being a wall of 4 amas. It's not enough 4 tvachim. That is Rashi's way of learning the sugya. Just quickly to speak out the riff, has a whole different shot in the sugya. The riff learns that here we want to know if you should count the Nachal as an extension to the city. And the Gemara says that if it has a Daka, which makes it easy to use the Nachal, so then you could use an extension to the city. That's what Gemara means, be easy to shmishte, that you're not scared to use the Nachal, therefore you use an extension to the city. Ayin Shom, Riff has hold of him Shah. So like the Gemara Vaita, we'll go on Rashi's Pshat. Om Rav Yosef, we know Amir, how do I know my Yisoy that I'm telling you that you need a Daka to make the city considered a city? So I'll show you a Raita. So Tari, let me do hit the Rebbe Yeshuv, and they gather Yerudin L'chamsam, ve'em b'nei chamsam oil l'gedar. There was this mountain, and higher on the mountain was a city called Gedar, and lower on the mountain was a city called Chamsam. And Rebbe said that the b'nei Gedar is allowed to go to Chamsam, but the Chamsam can go to Gedar. Now why not? My time. So Rabbi Yosef wants to say Pshah is like this, because both these cities needed something to protect them from the valley on the bottom. So the case was that together, the higher city had a wall, had a daka, like the picture in Rashi. The lower city did not have a daka. So therefore, the upper city, which had a daka, you could count the tchum from the end of the city. So you get much more space, because the city is all considered 4 amas, and you get a tchum from out of the city, from the wall of the city. Masha'enkein chamson, since it didn't have a daka, so therefore you have to count from each house. So the houses on top closer together go together. But the houses on the bottom of chamson cannot reach together because they count 2,000 amas from the house. They're not going to reach it. So therefore, they couldn't go there. So hit the Rebbe Shiu, b'nei gedar yardin l'chamsam, v'im l'chamsam yardin l'gedar. My time, what's the reason? La v'shum, d'hani ov daka, v'hani ov daka. Must be, because one has a daka, one does not have a daka. So it's mamash first raya. They need a daka. In order for a city to be considered a good city, it has to have a daka. He says, it's raya to me. Kiosar of Dimi, on my note, you have the wrong pshat in this braisa. It's not pshat in the braisa. We're saying right now, another 3 pshat in this braisa, and it's no raya to this sort of a daka. So he says like this, Kosher of Dimi Omar, Tatrugugi, Matarti Le B'nei Gedal B'nei Chamson. The B'nei Gedal used to fight with the B'nei Chamson. They used to beat them up. So therefore, Rebbe decided, he made a takano. He says, you guys, you can't go on Shabbos anymore to the other city. You cannot go to Gedder anymore. Rebbe Chamson cannot go to Gedder anymore because Rebbe Gedder used to beat them up. So that's what I mean. I hit the Hiskin. He made a takano. Well, Meister Shabbos. Well, both of Shabbos made this issa. The Shechir was Shechir because they used to drink a lot of wine and schnapps on Shabbos. So therefore, it was much more common for them to get beat up. So he made a katakana. He's only doing tzumim. He's made a takana. Bnei Chamson cannot go together. Gedder go to Chamson. Chamson can't go together. And the Gemara doesn't explain. So the Gemara, ki azi lahosom nami betachter glugu. Okay, so why if the Bnei Gedder are allowed to go to Bnei Chamson, so they're still worried. They're going to beat up the Chamson when they go to Chamson. The Gemara says, no, kalba b'loy masa, a dog without his home, shev shtim loy novach, won't bark for 7 years. You need a home base. For them to feel strong, they need a home base. And so as long as you don't let the chamson go together, nothing's going to happen. For the Gemara, okay, if they don't have the home base, you know what's going to happen? The Rebbe Chamson will be able to beat up the Bnei Gedder. Hashnami v'tatuk Rebbe Chamson Bnei Gedder. The Rebbe Chamson will kill the Bnei Gedder, hurt the Bnei Gedder. Kuli ayla kai filu. The Gemara says, no, still the Bnei Gedder are stronger. They're not so subdued by the Chamson, and they're not going to have any problems. But Kitzah, it comes out for the second shot in this price. It's nothing to do with a Daka, not a Daka. It's a special Takana because they didn't want them to fight. If we made a Takana, the Bnei Chamson can't go together. But it's Shabbos because Shabbos is Shchiach Shichris. Now we're going to have two more Pshatim and explain why the Gedder could go to Chamson, but Chamson can't go together. So to Gemara, Rashafra Omar, Ira Suri Kekesh Shavoy. The city of Chamson, the city of Gedder of Chamson was like a keshes. The city was like a keshes. Chamson was a lower city. It was shaped like a keshes. Keshes means it's like a rainbow. And between the two ends of the rainbow was 4,000 amas. Therefore, you couldn't count from the string of the keshes, which was facing Gedder. You couldn't count from there. Each one had to count from their own house. So therefore, the case was that from the wall of Gedder towards Chamson, the whole entire rainbow was included in the 2,000 amas of Gedder. So they go to the whole city of Chamson. But from Chamson, Gedder was not included in the 2,000 amas of the whole Chamson. From the top of Chamson, Gedder was swallowed up in it. But the bottom of Chamson, there, if you count the bottom of Chamson, you won't reach Gedder. You won't reach Gedder. Gedder was a very big city. It's a very big city. So therefore, the Chamson could not reach Gedder, if it would be like counting from the string of the keshes to be able to reach it. But since it was more than 4,000 amas apart, so it didn't have a din of putting a string there. You have to count from the from each person's wall on the bottom, and therefore he can't reach it. So I'm showing mass that you could really walk through the rainbow to the top and get there. It just means the people on the bottom of the rainbow will not be able to reach Gedder. So that's the third shot why they can't reach it, because it's shaped like a rainbow and you couldn't square it off and they couldn't count from the house. That's Rav Shafra's pshat. Rav Dimi, Baruch Nino, was similar pshat. That Chamson was a small city, Gedder was a big city. So Gedder is a big city from its wall. Chamson was included in 2,000 amas. But Chamson from its wall, Gedder was too big. It was not included in 2,000 amas. And therefore, you could not walk through the whole city of Gedder. So we have four pshatim in why Bnei Chamson couldn't walk together. Either pshat was because it didn't have a daka, so they had to count from the house. Or pshat is because it's tatakana. Or pshat is because it's made like a keshes, so they had to count from their wall on the bottom of the keshes. Or it was a small city that didn't reach through. It wasn't the Ergdela of Gedder was not Muvla in the Tchum of Chamson. So the Gemara weiter. Rav Kahana Masni Hachi. This is Rav Masna has the Gersa that is the Rav Safra says Keshes, Rav Dimi says Anchir Gdarla. Rav Tavyumi Masni Hachi. Rav Tavyumi learned this to Pshatim without exactly knowing which name says what. Rav Tavyumi Masni Hachi. Rav Safra Rav Dimi Rachinra. Chadama, one of them say Ira Suriki Keshes Havoi. The Chadama Anchir Gtanam Anchir Gdarla Havoi. The same two Terutzim, just he didn't say who said what. We know Rav Safra and Rav Dimi said Terutzim. One said that the city was made like Keshes, and the other one said the city was Anchir Ketana v'Anchir Gedolah.